Wham Bam Eastbound Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air, go for a walk, and places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we are broadcasting the audio of this show from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory here in beautiful Burnaby, BC. All right, I'm wearing a mustache today because there is a facial hair competition coming up later this week, and we have Christine from the Vancouver Facial Hair Club, and she's going to tell us more about it later on in the show. All right, who are our marvelous guests today? We have Inspire Arts Academy. We have Jacob from the Art Show right here on CJSF, and Autogram, the band, and of course, Christine from the Vancouver Facial Hair Club. All right, let's start off the show with a band called The Top Drawers. Here's The New Scene right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll be right back. Today is June 3rd, 2021, and the school year is almost done. So, what do you have planned for the summer? Well, if you live in the Surrey area, check out Inspire Arts Academy.
Hi, I'm Catherine Evenson, one of the directors at Inspire Arts Academy.
Hi, my name is Paula LeBay, and I am also a director here at Inspire Arts Academy.
Perfect. Now, what can you tell us about the school?
Well, we do a lot of music lessons primarily, but we're also big into drama, musical theater, we do glee, and film and television as well.
Let's go back to the beginning. How did it all start? Who thought of the name?
Oh boy, we actually thought of the name together. We did a lot of work on and played with some different ideas, and we decided in the end that what we loved to do was inspire people to perform, inspire people to learn music, and so we decided that Inspire Arts Academy should be the name of our school.
Awesome! Okay, when did it start?
So Inspire Arts Academy has been in Surrey for the last 6 years, and it started with Paula and I talking about how Surrey needed a change in music schools, needed a more bright, inviting atmosphere for students and teachers to bring out the most inspiration in the community. Paula had just gotten into a pretty serious car accident driving from student to student's house, and we knew that that just wasn't the best way that we could be providing that service. So that's how we got onto the conversation of what we could do to build a better music community in Surrey.
And then from there, it didn't take long. Within about a month, we were signing a lease and making plans, and all of a sudden we had 11 studios in this beautiful space.
Wow.
That we're super proud of.
Yes.
That's awesome. And tell us about your instructors.
So we have 22 instructors currently, and we teach all sorts of instruments from piano, guitar, voice, all the woodwinds, so flutes, clarinets, saxophones, stringed instruments with violin, viola, cello, brass instruments with trumpet, French horn, trombone, and basically any kind of band or orchestral instrument, as well as some coaching on musical theory and composition.
Yeah, that's right. And you do some acting as well.
We do. We have an acting coach that comes in and does some classes with the kids. She also has done some film, so we've been able to offer some film programs as well and have some kids that are now actually working in the industry, which is super
fun. I noticed she's an SFU alumni as well.
Oh, yes, she is.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's great. And then you also do like a preschool. Like how small do they get?
We've got some kids that are about 2.5 years old.
Wow!
We don't really generally recommend too much younger than that because they don't understand a lot of the music,
right.
But it is really important, we think, to introduce it to them at a young age because music is so important in kids' lives.
Yeah. And they have so much fun, too, so
exactly.
They get a lot out of it. So our students range from about 2.5 all the way up to grandparents in their 80s, and any age is perfect for starting music.
That's awesome.
Never too late.
We often get the question about adults starting lessons,
mm-hmm.
and we have so many adults in classes right now just because they've always wanted to play guitar, they've always wanted to improve their singing, they've always wanted to play piano, and yeah, you can start at any age.
Perfect. Now let's get the information. So yeah, if they're parents or adults or whatever that they're interested, where can they find you?
We do have a presence on Facebook, just under Inspire Arts Academy, also on Instagram under Inspire Arts Acad. We are also found on our website at www.inspirearts.ca, and you can always give us a phone call.
So our phone number is 604-818-3731, and we'd be happy to answer any questions and to help anyone else find the perfect match for their teacher.
Perfect. Thank you so much for being on the Wham Bam East Fan Show.
Thank you for having
Thank
us.
You.
And then I'm going to ask you another question about Chris. So Chris, he also did this artwork on the window here.
Yes, he's a very creative young guy.
Yeah.
And he's also in a band.
He is. He's one of our percussion instructors. So he plays in, actually so many of our instructors play in orchestras, bands, all over the Lower Mainland, and hopefully once our COVID pandemic is over, they'll get back to doing that. But right now, they are trying to find different ways to express themselves. And Chris Dawson has decided to make springtime happen at our school. Yes. So we have every window decorated, and it looks amazing.
All right, we found one of Chris's band's videos. Here's The Bicyclist right here on CJSF.
Make some noise for the opening band, The Bicyclist.
All right, now let's go visit Jacob at the downtown east side.
Hi, we are Liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road.
That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Welcome, Jacob, to the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Jacob. I use he, him pronouns. I live down here in the downtown east side, and I do radio as well as a few other things, which I'm sure we'll learn about soon.
Awesome. Tell us about your show.
I do the art show. I inherited it from our arts director, Megan, many years ago, probably about 9, 8 years ago, and they just kind of threw it to me, and I've been doing it ever since.
That's awesome. Now, you do art as well, so you're an artist. Describe your art to us, and then tell us that you do art while you're doing your radio show.
Yeah, so when the quarantine and everything started happening, I was like, okay, there's no shows, like, so what do I do? I was kind of fiddling around with a few ideas, and then I was like, well, I want to paint. Picked up the same tune as, you know, a la Bob Ross and The Joy of Painting. Love that stuff. And so I would try to, you know, paint something. I would pick a theme, like one week was a space. So there was that comet, Neowise, that came by a couple of months ago. I was like, well, this comet's not gonna come by in a couple thousand years, so I might as well paint a painting about it.
Nice.
Then I played a bunch of space theme music or from local artists or Canadian, etc. Stuff that fit the bill, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
There's been ones about the winter, the weather, how I'm feeling, stuff like that. So it's been a bit of here and there, and I think it's been pretty good. I hope people who've been listening have been enjoying it.
Totally.
And yeah.
Yeah, and then what about that episode I listened to where you did different speeds for a song? Like, where'd you come up with that?
Okay, so if you ever take like a surf record that plays at 45 and slow it down to 33, it sounds kind of like bluesy and just kind of grimy. It's kind of fun. But my favorite instance of that is Chipmunks at 16 speed. So I guess some record players, if you have an older one, like a Dual 506 like I used to have, you have a 16 setting as well as a 72 setting. So I don't know who has a 72 out there, a record to play out there, but you can play slow things really down really fast, and it sounds really cool sometimes, and everything just sounds really sludgy.
All right, let's get sludgy. Here's the Chipmunks on 16 speed. Here's Call Me.
At CJSF, but my DJ alias, DJ All Sweat, yeah, loves disco.
And before the pandemic, you did a lot of interviews as well. So, did you meet anybody famous?
In the flesh, maybe a few times, but mostly over the phone. My favorite interview was probably a pair of people. There's Bruce McCulloch from Kids in the Hall.
Nice.
So I got to interview him. Fans of Canadian sketch comedy of the 90s will adore this. I was actually interviewing him mostly about, well, pretty much entirely about his new television series at the time, Young Drunk Punks, based in late 1970s Calgary, where punk was coming and going. And so it was basically a story and an adolescent story. And I felt like we had something to say about, growing up outside of a big city and trying to find something new to do. So stuff like that. I don't know, I got Thurston Moore to do a station ID a couple years ago. I also worked at a venue not far from here where some bigger names came through, uh-huh, and I'd hassle them. I got David Duchovny to do one too.
No way!
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so.
Thanks, David.
Where can people follow you?
You can hit me up on Instagram, my own stuff, at moose.masta, M-O-O-S-E, period, M-A-S-T-A. Hit it up. I mostly post about my moped, metal detecting, and some radio stuff.
That's great. Okay, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam!
East Van, ow.
You want to do that one more time?
No, that's good.
Okay.
It's authentic.
Thank you.
And that was Autogram with No Rules right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. And we have CC Voltage joining us today. All right. Hi, CC. Welcome to the show.
Hey, DJ Mehdi and the Wham Bam East Van Show. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I'm CC Voltage from the band Autogram. We are split between the city of Vancouver and Chicago at the moment. With our drummer being in Chicago, we just opened up a new studio out there. And yeah, so it's an interesting way of creating music these days, but that's the same for everybody, I'm sure, who's alive and well during the middle of a pandemic.
So you were an apprentice electrician. What turned you on to that?
It's true. I was. Not for very long. Maybe a year or two. Anyways, I left that pretty early on. I got my first offer to go on a tour with a punk rock band. And I jumped in the van and I was gone for 2 months. And, you know, I never looked back. I love touring. I love music. I love traveling and I love meeting new people. But yeah, the electrician thing, that was nothing really got me into that trade, especially. It was just I needed a job. So I started apprenticing. I don't know how I got into that. Maybe my dad got me the job. I think my dad got me the job. Actually, yeah, my dad got me the job. Anyways, I didn't really care for it. I was pretty terrible at it. I electrocuted myself on several occasions, once in a video store that was still open. That was exciting. And yeah, like I said, I wasn't very good at it. But the name came out of it. My initials for my real name are CC. So that's where that comes from. And then the voltage, of course, comes from the part where I was an electrician. So yeah, that's that.
So tell us about your band.
And the band is Autogram. We were three guys. Like I said, two of us in Vancouver, one of us in Chicago. We've all lived all over the place. I mean, I can't even, Hong Kong, Toronto, New York City, Berlin, Cologne, London, Chicago now. Did I say that? Probably. Anyways, Calgary. Lived kind of extensively all over the world and met a lot of people and played in a lot of bands and toured a lot and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, all of us have played in different bands. Jiffy Marker, our singer, Jiffy Marks is in Jiffy Marker and Blood Meridian and Black Rice. Our drummer, The Silo, was in Black Mountain and Destroyer and Lightning Dust. And I was in bands back in the day like the Black Halos, the Spitfires, Disney Boys, Loyalties, all sorts of stuff that nobody will have ever heard of, but they existed. And yeah, all of us kind of come from the punk rock scene here in Vancouver. We all played, you know, we grew up doing that sort of stuff, playing all ages shows, skateboarding. And that's kind of where we built everything out of. And that's kind of how we've, you know, some of us are working as career musicians and some of us are doing it for fun, but we all started in the same place.
And we're going to have a future interview with Billy Hopeless, the singer of the Black Halos. So let's play a song. Here's Some Things Never Fall, Like My Mustache, right here on CJSF.
Yeah.
very cool. All right, now you picked out a song from Autogram.
Yeah, we've picked out a song for you. Mantra is the name of the song. It's kind of the focus track of the album. We wrote it. It was originally a song I wrote actually in Berlin. Kind of a love song about the girl I married. Anyway, and it totally morphed. Anyways, it's the same basic chord progression, but the vocals are totally different, and the melody is different, and the instrumentation is different, and all that sort of stuff. But the structure is still the same as it was. So it was an older song. We just pulled it out of sort of a hat of old songs that we were thinking about using, and we decided to use that one. And so Mantra, the gist of that song is Jiffy needing, he's got his sleep issues, and he travels a lot and always finds that he needs some sort of a mantra to get himself to sleep. So it's no thinking and stuff like that. Can't remember exactly. Sorry, Jiffy, I don't remember how the lyrics of the song go, but it's all about putting yourself to sleep, and you'll hear the message in the song.
Now, what do you remember about the 80s?
Quite a bit, actually. We are a little bit older of a band, but we were youngsters, as they say, in the 80s. And we would have all started skateboarding and listening to music and finding our way through, like, you know, I mean, for myself, I would just sort of digest everything that everyone gave me. From school friends and cousins and stuff like that. Originally, it was my cousin got me into like Van Halen and AC/DC and stuff like that. But then there was punk rockers at the school, and then they got me into stuff like SNFU and I don't know, DI and the Circle Jerks and things like that. And then obviously, you know, that changes everything. And then but over the course of the years, all tastes and flavors change and all of that sort of turns you into who you are. But the 80s specifically, I think of skateboarding and I think of some of the great songs, you know, sort of synth driven songs. Voices Carry is one that I will always remember sitting in the back of seat of my mom's car in the summer. She was in the bank back in the day when you left your kids in the car, when you went into the bank with the car running and the air conditioning on. Anyways, I was in the back seat with the car on and that song Voices Carry came on. And if you haven't heard it, maybe you'll play it on the show. I don't know. That would be cool. But there's just something super special about that song. It's sort of eerie and it's just a totally rad song.
I'm frightened of the things I might find.
All right, now, we usually don't play any top hits, but we'll make an exception just for you. All right, now, where can people hear your sound waves?
You can find it on all of the digital service providers, the DSPs, as they say. You can find it on Apple Music and Deezer and all that sort of stuff, Spotify. You can also find it on Bandcamp if you want to buy it. If you want to buy the LP, if you're in the Vancouver area, you can go to all the record stores here. Zulu has it, Audiopile, Red Cat, and Neptune. All those places will have it in Vancouver. You can pick it up on vinyl, on beautiful clear vinyl with a green and blue splatter. It's out of this world. You're going to love it.
All right, CC Voltage, thank you so much for joining us on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Yeah.
Thank you, DJ Meddy, for having me on here. And again, this is CC Voltage, Wham Bam East Van.
Studio 6, CGSS video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances.
So, who are you?
That's a good question. We're necking.
That's a necking question.
We're van?
We're necking.
There's older than
me. And interviews with impactful and inspiring artists.
We weren't very good at keeping it a secret.
Yeah.
As well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities. Watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
Love Studio 6. All right, you could check out all the Studio 6 videos on YouTube or on our website, cjsf.ca. All right, now let's head out to the streets with Asim Sarwar, where he's going to ask people about mustaches.
No mustaches.
What about you?
Mustaches?
Yeah, do you like mustaches or no mustaches?
You know what? I dig them. Yes. Mustaches!
Alright, and you said you don't like mustaches? What's the reason behind this?
Because it's not like all prickly when they're going down on you. I feel like sometimes I prefer no, but like, I'm not going to change my opinion on a guy just based on whether or not he has facial hair.
It's a personal preference, right?
I feel like, especially being at a young age, I feel like girls at younger ages tend to be more drawn to guys without facial hair. Just because they seem more... Hair.
What about you?
They seem more like this. Personally, no facial hair, but like if he's hot with it, I'm down. Right?
Yeah, they just look more mature, more manly.
More manly?
Yeah.
So that's the reason you like the mustaches?
Yeah, facial hair is awesome.
I gotta get a mustache going on soon here.
Why not?
What it do, baby?
I think it tickles a little bit. It tickles, which it feels good, yeah.
All right, if you know anyone that wants to participate in a beard competition, here's Christine to tell you all about it. Hello, Christine, and welcome to the Wham Bam East Fan Show. All right, tell everyone, what is the Vancouver Facial Hair Club?
The Vancouver Facial Hair Club is a group of people who appreciate the beard culture, whether they are growing their own facial hair or just enjoy being part of a charitable organization. In the before times, we would have meetups at least once a month, but now, of course, we've had to go virtual, but we are looking forward to seeing our bearded friends again in the fall.
And tell us about this beard competition.
Our June 5th competition is going to be our sixth mostly annual competition. Of course, we had to miss last year when the world was in chaos. And this year, we are not able to do it in person as we would have liked. So we have gone virtual, which actually is really good because normally having an in-person competition limits us to whoever can drive or fly to Vancouver in time. But we have had registrations so far from across the country, across North America, and even some from Europe, which is very exciting. So there will definitely be some world-class facial hair on display. And the best part is that all of these competitions are built to raise money for our charity of choice.
And who are you raising money for this year?
We are very excited that our charity of choice this year is the Canadian Men's Health Foundation. And we specifically chose them in this time of COVID because they have excellent resources online that are free that specifically deal with men's health and men's mental health. And their websites are just wonderful. They give advice on the small changes you can make in your life for better physical health. And also there's an analysis tool to sort of figure out where your health is at and maybe what aspects could use a little more focus.
Awesome. And they have free virtual events all this month. Just go to menshealthfoundation.ca to register.
It's hard not to agree that Canada and its families would be a better place if our fathers, our brothers, our sons lived healthier and more active lives. Statistics around men's health in Canada reveal that 70% of men's health conditions and diseases are preventable. We believe that we can start a social movement in Canada, and we know that if we can get men to adopt small changes earlier in life, these will eventually become habits, and these habits will eventually become normal behavior, sort of like seatbelts or bike helmets. It does not take much effort to learn your family history or to get your blood pressure checked, or to understand the implications of BMI and waist circumference, or to understand what a modest change in lifestyle can do for your heart, your brain, your colon, your prostate, and your sex life.
We can't change men all on our own. We need everyone to be involved, from local community groups to national companies. It's only together that we can start a men's health social movement.
Healthy men are better able to contribute to our society, and men who pay attention to their health usually have fewer hospital visits, reducing the burden on our healthcare system.
It's not about being a professional athlete or being a triathlete or running a marathon. It's about making small changes in their lives and taking little steps.
It's an honor to be a part of this campaign. It's a fun campaign. It's done in such a tongue-in-cheek way that speaks to men in a way that we understand.
When we talked to people in psychology and behavior change theory, they told us that one of the most effective ways of creating health behavior change was to start with small steps that create habits, and habits create lifestyle change, which leads to better health outcomes.
And it's really a social movement that we're trying to create here. We want to utilize modern communication techniques to motivate men with health information and lifestyle programs in a way that they will listen, not just listen, but they'll hear it and they'll absorb it and they'll act on it.
Now, how about people who don't have beards? Can they enter too?
Yes, we are so inclusive that you don't even have to grow your own facial hair to be part of our facial hair competition. We have three creative categories this year. Two are for the whiskerinas, and that's people who do not, cannot grow their own facial hair, like myself. So we have the realistic, where the goal is to look as much like a grown beard as possible. If you can see me right now, I am currently wearing my Van Gogh tribute beard, which is considered realistic. And the other category is creative whiskerina. Now, that can be anything sculptural. There's no limits on size or materials. As long as it sits on the face independently, doesn't have to be held up with your hands or strapped to your torso. As long as it sits in a beard-like fashion, it can be any size, any shape, anything. So we get some really exciting entries for that one. And this year we are starting a third category, which is the build-a-beard. And that is for people who can grow their own facial hair, but either choose not to or choose to augment what is already on their face, which means that they can add props, extra hair, color, any sorts of styling aids, or they can build a completely independent beard, such as the whiskerinas do.
And how many categories are there?
We have a total of 14 categories, including the three I mentioned, so there's room for everybody. We have different lengths of beards and then different styles of facial hair. For example, the goatee is a popular one, or the chops, or even the whaler, which is a full beard without a mustache.
Excellent. Now, how do you enter?
We are online for everything, so you can find us on Instagram or Facebook. On Insta, we are VanFHC. On Facebook, we're Vancouver Facial Hair Club. The name of the event is Beards by the Border, and it is on June 5th. And we're asking that people register by June 4th and then post their information on the 5th on our Facebook page. All the information is there. And what we need from people is, first, register. It's a $20 fee, and that's how we raise our money for our charity. And then you just take a 30-second video of your facial hair and some photographs, post those online. We have an international panel of judges that will be scoring everyone. And it's going to be a really exciting time for people who love facial hair.
Thank you, Christine, for joining me. Love the event, and I love you guys.
My name is Christine from the Vancouver Facial Hair Club. Wham, bam, East Van.
Wham, bam, East Van, baby, yeah. All right, we're going to get to a song. This one's called Tofino by Old Man's Beard right here on CJSF. A groovy little tune there. And if you like hip hop, check out Epic Beard Men. They're from the States, but they come to Vancouver once in a while.
Myself in the court of public opinion.
That's a given.
Collect the rent.
To pay the mortgage, the landlord who owns the building.
Don't second guess
myself. If I did, that would be a first. I
wasn't born undone.
I'm the judge, jury, executioner, reach first. I protect home. You steal signals and get stuck. Wheels of steel spin the singles that are pressed up.
Bless up.
I'ma dress you down. Remember when I went to your town? I booked that show, flight, hotel, and rental car. Drove to the venue, set up merch at the bar. Did the sound check, promoted, devoted more of my life to this mic than you can ever know, kid. Then I headline, they be like UB40, I be like red, red wine. Where's my set time? There was a curfew, I served you before the deadline. Step off stage and then sign a shirt that you bought that I helped design. When I say independent, I mean like no shadow finance and no need for green light. I take risks, you take notes. You took pics, I gave quotes.
So epic, right? With their Star Trek uniforms. nerd on. Hope you're all having a fantastic day. You guys are all rock stars. All right, I want to thank all of my guests. I want to thank you for hanging out with me, DJ Medi. All right, we're going to end the show with Zex. Here's Rockstar. Good night.
I've scaled the mountains, 3 tours in hell. Fought my way back, flew too high, so I fell. I've sunk too deep in this bottle to tell what this future will hold. So break me out of this cell. No way we'll let up. Wanna see the world through the eyes of a star. Pass out a nobody and wake up a rock star. Give me the light, give me the crowd. Screaming our name and singing out loud. Light up the stage.
Next up is a hip-hop show called Next Step. You're listening on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is DJ Medi signing out. Wham bam, East Van.
Hello, I'm Justine Willis-Toms, host of New Dimensions, heard Sundays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM. As you know, we are living in both challenging and exciting times, prompting more people to seek new solutions and to engage life more fully. New Dimensions explores vital topics with some of the world's leading thinkers, from science and religion to politics and medicine. Join me on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and together we'll explore new dimensions on CJSF 90.1 FM, the station that is diverse, independent, and yours.